It all began with a man who wanted to farm, not with a team of horses or mules, but rather with an elephant. And from there, the opportunities were endless. The story of an elephant that changed the course of American history is part of our Best of 2020 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Why use a team of horses to pull your plow when an elephant could do the job?
One of the first elephants to arrive in this country was acquired by Hakaliah Bailey, who was here in Somers. He lived here in Somers. He was a cattle drover and a farmer.
Grace Zimmerman is the vice president of the Somers Historical Society. Perhaps Mr. Bailey was not so intent on using the elephant for farming, but instead another purpose that sprang to mind.
The general consensus is that Mr. Bailey decided to acquire an elephant and exhibit it to see if he could get some interest and to possibly earn some money. He was very entrepreneurial.
Taking that elephant on tour, if you will, was the beginning of something very important in this country.
We kind of like to liken this region of the state of New York as the Silicon Valley, if you will, of the traveling menagerie business in this country.
Bailey eventually acquired more animals. Some might call it a forerunner of the circus, but in the beginning, it was not the huge traveling roadshow it later became.
He would travel at night with his elephants and his other animals to avoid people seeing him. So when he came to a town, people would be surprised and he could charge money.
Sarah Johnson, the Putnam County historian from Brewster, New York, says you have to remember the time period of these shows.
It was all done by wagon. And the likelihood is that some of these animals probably, depending on how far they were going, they probably were walking. Again, this is all happening before the railroad, the coming of the railroads.
Traveling the Countryside in Somers, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.